Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Honorable and respected ulama, respected and beloved elders and brothers in Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a city in the Quran Sharif, a city which Allah ta'ala had given different kinds of bounties, different types of the ni'mats and favors of Allah ta'ala. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Which city this is, Allah ta'ala did not convey to us. Commentators have differences of opinion, but the important factor of it is that kanat aminatam mutmainna. The city had, amongst the other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, amina, it was safe, secure. Mutmainna, the people of the city, their hearts were in a state of peace and tranquility. They had no worries. There was no concerns. On the one hand, safety is an important aspect and integral need of man to be safe. We understand now that when there are threats on the 23rd of August and then there are further threats, what goes on in the mind of individuals? We don't feel safe in our homes. We don't feel safe in our businesses. In South Africa, you won't even feel safe in a prison. That is the country that we are living in. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the direct contrary, that there was safety and there was itminan, there was peace, there was comfort in the hearts of people, and together with that, there was tranquility. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Another need of man is that a person is sustained. And one need of sustenance is that Allah Ta'ala creates ease in the sustenance. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all of that. One is to get our rozi, our sustenance, but we have to run around. And an abundance of work has to be carried out. And then a man still comes home and he's not sufficient insofar as his needs are concerned. And one is a person carries out a little bit of work and Allah Ta'ala grants an abundance. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. But see how Allah Ta'ala is conveying this message. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The rizq, the sustenance of this city came from all abodes, from all places. Whether it was exporting or importing, whether it was from the ground mining, whether it was oil, whether it was fertile lands and lush crops, whether it was an abundance of rain, you name it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the city every kind of ni'mat from every place. But then what happened? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. The people of the city became ungrateful of the many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. One sin that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, one act of disobedience, is to be ungrateful for the favors of Allah Ta'ala. A result of the ungratefulness, فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them taste an enshroudment. Libas in Arabic actually means the clothing that you wear. It covers you. Allah ta'ala covered them with two kinds of punishments that Allah meted out. Libas al-khawf wal-ju'. Number one, hunger, starvation. And number two, bas al-ju'i wal-khawf. That aman that was there, that itminan was that was there, Allah Ta'ala changed the condition and Allah Ta'ala brought it into a condition of khawf, of fear. Fear is not a physical condition that a man or a woman or a human being would experience. It is a condition of the heart that then upsets every other aspect of the life of an individual. But the important thing is, bima kanu yasna'un, not because Allah wanted to punish, because of what they were doing. Because of what they were doing, Allah Ta'ala did not say, bima kanu yaf'alun, because of their deeds, but because of what they were doing. When a person becomes unappreciative of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, then that person will do what he wants to do, he'll do what he desires to do, totally and completely forgetting Allah Ta'ala. We'll just survey and prowl and unpack. What is it to be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala? What is ungratefulness to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah Ta'ala makes a complaint to insan, about insan. And Allah Ta'ala says, innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Surely man is kanood to his Rabb. Man is ungrateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inherent quality in each and every human, but it is not a quality that remains, it is a quality that needs to be changed. Three different dimensions of what is this ungratefulness all about. Friends, I also need to have a very open heart, and all of us need to open our hearts. We look in it, we introspect, and we should be absolutely, brutally honest about our state of affair, the state of our heart, with regards to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq. Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, he says, one angle, one dimension of being unappreciative, ungrateful to Allah ta'ala, is that a human begins to focus on the challenges, and he forgets the favors of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very imbalanced life. Life, we are going to have challenges. And in life, Allah Ta'ala does shower His ni'mats upon us. But what invariably happens is that when a person has some challenge, he has some difficulties, the individual begins to focus on the difficulty and one forgets the whole host of ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The result is, if somebody asks us, how's things going, we are only complaining. And we are only complaining, and we only focus and stuck into the difficulties and challenges. We forget the fact that Allah Ta'ala has given us iman. We forget the fact that Allah has made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If perchance a person, Allah safeguard each and every person, if one eye is blind, the other eye is still seeing. And like that, a whole host of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us. We cut ourselves out from all those ni'mats and we focus on the difficulties. That is one angle of being unappreciative to Allah Ta'ala. Something that we have to look into our hearts and something that we need to change. We cannot become miserable, self-impose miserableness upon ourselves, but we need to change this and look at the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another dimension Abu Bakr Wasiti rahimahumullah has focused upon, and this is frightening. Sustenance comes from Allah ta'ala. That sustenance that Allah gives as a ni'mat, Allah gives as a boon, as a favor, that very ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we utilize in the disobedience of Allah. What Allah is giving, we using in the disobedience and the displeasure of Allah ta'ala. That is the second angle, and that is the second dimension of a person that is unappreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the hadith, lengthy hadith, one part, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about, there are five questions that we are going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah. Amongst that five questions, where did you earn your wealth? How did you earn your wealth? Halal, many of us are conscious about halal earnings. But many of us thereafter forget the fact that the second part of the question is, how did you spend that wealth? Was that wealth spent in the obedience of Allah, Or was that wealth spent in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? You give a person a gift of some amount of money. That person then uses that money to connive against you. That person uses that wealth to make life miserable for you. That person uses that wealth to make things uncomfortable. We cannot connive against Allah. We cannot hurt, harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all comes back to us, creates misery in our own lives. And then the third dimension, Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahumullah, that has spoken about, is that unfortunately there are many of us that look at the bounties of Allah. We engrossed in the bounties, we engage in the bounties, but we forget to acknowledge the bountiful Allah. We look at it here, in this world, we see what we have, but then we forget it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of this, man begins to say, I worked hard and I earned. And man says that if it was not my working, I wouldn't have had, and my children, you wouldn't have had. It's a different thing. We need to teach them appreciation, but it's an important lesson to know that whatever we have, all of it has come from Allah Ta'ala. And many of us, unfortunately, we fall prey to this, that we look at these bounties, we engage, we enjoy the bounties, but we forget about the bountiful Allah. So that is insofar as being unappreciative is concerned. How do we change this? And what is shukr insofar as the Shariat is concerned, insofar as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned? Very quickly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commanded His Nabi, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, اعملوا آل داود الشكرا. Not only Dawood alayhi salam, but the household, the family of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Very difficult to translate in English, but I'll try. Practice the action of shukr. Shukr is not only a verbal expression. Yes, to say Alhamdulillah comes in the hadith that the best form of shukr is to say Alhamdulillah. The best dua actually is to say Alhamdulillah. That is one part of it. But shukr entails an entire deed and action, physical action, which is actually motivated by the mindset of an individual, and unappreciation is motivated by the mentality of an individual and his attitude. When Dawood alayhi salatu was salam received this verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dawood alayhi salatu was salam immediately assembled his family members and he said to his family members, this is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to fulfill this hukam, to practice, to make shukr a deed, in my household, there will not be a second in a 24-hour daily life that there is no one not engaged in the ibadat of Allah. 24 hours a roster will run, in which each person will make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a number of hours. And like that, the house of Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, 24 hours, there was someone but someone making the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Similar, in the riwayat we find Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, apart from the fact that he used to read 12,000 astaghfirullah on a daily basis, there was a roster in his home that 24 hours, there was somebody engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot do that much, at least parts of the day, let us ourselves and our families try and divide the time, create the roster that somebody and somebody will be making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, Dawood alayhi salatu was salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that kaifa ashkuruk, how do I make your shukr? Fashukru ni'matum mink. Because shukr is a ni'mat from you, O Allah. The act of shukr is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Make dua Allah Ta'ala grant us, and Allah makes us from amongst the appreciative shakirin, the appreciative slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Being deprived of making shukr is a deprivation of a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, Al-an shakartani, O Dawood, now you have appreciated me. Now you've made shukr because you recognize that even shukr is a ni'mat from me. So brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma yaf'alullahu bi'adabikum إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What would Allah Ta'ala do? Look at how Allah is speaking to us. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What would Allah Ta'ala do by punishing you? If you have two qualities, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you are appreciative, you've made shukr, you've brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And Allah Ta'ala is most appreciative, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. Just to recap, Allah Ta'ala changed conditions, and Allah speaks about this in the Quran Sharif, that if we do not make shukr to Allah, Allah will change conditions of peace, Allah will change conditions of security into insecurity, instability, and Allah Ta'ala, who is willing to give an abundance of sustenance, would withhold, and unfortunately then people will go through the struggle of hunger, starvation, famine. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala safeguard us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Whoever is ill and sick, may Allah Ta'ala grant complete shifa. Whoever has whatever challenges, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala relieve them and ease them. Wherever the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant ease from that suffering, and may Allah Ta'ala make this deen once again dominant on the surface of this earth. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.